Time to pour this tea, stir this tea, and sip this tea. Let's get right into it.
Yes, we are spilling it, starting with Tom Brady, who made a massage parlor cameo in Paul Rudd's new show, Living With Yourself, which I caught a little bit of on Netflix. Very good. But he's saying, no, it was not a shot at Robert Kraft. Here's the actual part of the clip from the show.
First time?
Uh-huh.
You? Six.
Okay, so basically, he says it's an out-of-context clip that's gone viral. He was basically at this massage. He strolls out of the front door of this massage parlor called Top Happy Spa. And people are just saying that it was like a dig because of the allegations against Robert Kraft.
I wonder when they actually filmed it, though, because like if that already happened with Kraft, I would have been Tom Brady like, hey, I can't do this.
Right.
Like, it's just not going to look good at all.
But who knows? Could just be coincidence. Yeah, he already maybe had filmed it. But he's upset at the media and all the things. I will say, though, Living With Yourself, Paul Rudd, check it out. It's like where his clone, he tries to kill his own clone. And Paul Rudd is just a great actor. I love him to death. So it's a cool show to check out if you get
a chance. I've seen it on there, but I've not actually watched it yet.
Yes, I just watched a little bit of the first episode. Very good. Moving on to Elton John, who says, Michael Jackson pretty much just turned into a walking drug addict.
I knew Michael since he was 13, 14 years old. And he was the sweetest kid. What happened to him was such a tragedy with the drugs. It was tragic to be around him. He was a walking drug addict. It's upsetting when you see someone that you care about and you can't do anything about it.
It always amazes me, Mackenzie, that nobody says anything to these people because they don't want to get kicked out of the circle.
Right.
But if you see somebody that's like a walking drug addict, they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you help them?
It was pretty much like he was surrounded by yes men, Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all these people that are famous.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it gets too late. So that was very interesting. That comes from his new autobiography, Me, if you want to check that out, by Elton John. Well, we were talking about this last week a little bit, the age debate. Dennis Quaid, he enters this as well. He just got engaged to his girlfriend, Dennis Quaid, 65 years old. His girl, 26.
Dang.
Respect. It turned out to be one of the most fun times I ever had.
Okay, all right.
I could see why.
I mean, he is in excellent shape, and he's still a great-looking guy, but this will be his fourth marriage. But he did just pop the question to Laura Savoy, and she, again, is 26. He is 65.
No, I'm not judging, but I wonder, I ask out loud, not judging, but you get married once and divorce. It happens. Like, anybody can happen for multiple reasons. Even a second time, oops. Like, after 3D to say single is the way to be. Like, date somebody.
Well, people ask me that. I mean, if I want to get, because I've been married.
One time, Mackenzie, you were with the person your whole life.
Yeah, that's true. But I want to get married again. I totally believe in love.
But would you do second, third, and fourth?
I feel like I would be more guarded as to getting married the second time. And if the second one didn't go, yeah, I don't want to be one of those that just keeps getting married.
I'll do it again, but
I will say, though, this gap, I had a gentleman who's been courting me, which is definitely a no-go. He's totally friend-zoned. He's from a famous old band, and he's definitely, like, in his late 60s.
Wait, Steven Tyler is reaching out to you? Is Steven Tyler from Aerosmith shooting his shot?
It's, like, that level. Yeah, but I'm just like, you're way too old for me. Like, what in what world? But these guys are used to that. But I'm like, this is crazy. We'll delve into that.
Another day I wish I was Mackenzie. Just want to step into her body and see what it's like.
Oh, man. And lastly here, Maleficent killed it at the box office. It beat out Joker this weekend with $36 million.
I have a little bit of news.
Don't ruin my morning.
Asked me to marry him.
No.
I wasn't really asking.
Nor was I.
Oh, I can't wait to see Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. I'm going to take my little girl Lucy, coming in second, Joker, third, Zombieland, Double Tap, The Addams Family, followed by Gemini Man.
We got your chance all this week at 8, 10, 7, 10 Central to win screening passes to go see Maleficent, Mistress of Evil.
We'll hook you up.
Yeah, we got you covered. Mackenzie with the tea here on Joe and Mackenzie. All right, kind of passing of the baton, kind of switching things up this week?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so Murder Monday is more of Miss Liv's thing. She loves, she just is is great at it. And so I am passing the baton to Liv, and she is going to do Murder Monday. It's just, I'm just really like into motivation and the uppers and positivity in life. And I'm just not about the true crime.
Yeah, I'm really into dark, evil, and murder.
No, I don't mean that. But you,
no, I know. I'm more into true crime, and I've got a great story for you guys today.
I just think this is her forte, so I'm passing it over, and she'll kill it.
And I am talking today about this Source family cult. It has a Manson murder crossover and their weird rituals and practices. I'm going to be telling you all about it coming up next.
All right, cool. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.